Savitri, Book 10, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real, pages 665 to 666. As glides God's Son into the mystic cave, where hides his light from the pursuing gods, it glided into the lotus of her heart and woke in it the force that alters fate. It poured into her navel's lotus depth, lodged in the little life nature's narrow home, on the body's longings grew heaven's rapturous flower, and made desire a pure celestial flame, broke into the cave where coiled world energy sleeps, and smote the thousand hooded serpent force that blazing towered and clasped the world self above. Joined matter's dumbness to the spirit's hush, and filled earth's acts with the spirit's silent power. Thus changed, she waited for the word to speak. Eternity looked into the eyes of death, and darkness saw God's living reality. Then a voice was heard that seemed the stillness self, or the low calm utterance of infinity when it speaks to the silence in the heart of sleep. I hail thee, almighty and victorious death, thou grandiose darkness of the infinite. O void that makest room for all to be, hunger that gnawest at the universe, consuming the cold remnants of the suns and easts the whole world with thy jaws of fire, waster of the energy that has made the stars, in conscience carrier of the seeds of thought, nations in which all knowledge sleeps entombed and slowly emerges in its hollow breast, wearing the mind's mask of bright ignorance. Thou art my shadow and my instrument. I have given thee thy awful shape of dread, in thy sharp sword of terror and grief and pain, to force the soul of man to struggle for light on the brevity of his half-conscious days. Thou art his spur to greatness in his works, the whip to his yearning for eternal bliss, his poignant need of immortality. Live death a while, be still my instrument. One day man too shall know thy fathomless heart of silence and the brooding peace of night, and grave obedience to eternal law, and the calm inflexible pity in thy gaze. But now, O timeless mightiness, stand aside and leave the path of my incarnate force. Relieve the radiant God from thy black mask. Release the soul of the world called Satyavan, freed from thy clutch of pain and ignorance, that he may stand master of life and fate, man's representative in the house of God, the maid of wisdom and the spouse of light, the eternal bridegroom of the eternal bride.